This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Armed kidnappers have taken 140 students from their boarding school in northwestern Nigeria, according to local officials on Monday. Attackers opened fire on the Bethel Baptist High School in Kaduna State early Monday, abducting most of the 165 pupils boarding there overnight. Teachers at the school told reporters they don't know where the students were taken. Police in Kaduna State said they have rescued 26 people, including one teacher. Monday's abduction is one of many recent kidnappings, usually for ransom, that have hit schools in northern Nigeria. Late last month, gunmen attacked a school in the northwest state of Kebbi, abducting at least 80 students and teachers. Amnesty International reports about 600 schools in northern Nigeria have closed as a result of persistent attacks since late last year. Nigerian authorities have faced increased criticism over the kidnappings, one of the country's many security challenges, including the Boko Haram insurgency in the northeast and a growing separatist movement in the southeast. A United Nations report says Venezuelan security forces carried out fewer extrajudicial killings for almost a year beginning last June, but it accuses them of a continued pattern of torture or cruel treatment of individuals, as well as enforced disappearances and incommunicado detentions. The report from the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights released Monday calls on the government of President Nicolas Maduro to cease the use of excessive force during demonstrations. It also calls for the dismantling of pro-government armed civilian groups and ensuring effective and independent investigations of all killings by security forces. Maduro's government issued a statement rejecting the report, saying it was filled with fallacious content. This is VOA News.